That's right. It was a very special moment. I had a great fortune and opportunity to meet Pope Francis yesterday in St. Peter's Square at his weekly audience, his weekly Wednesday audience, which is a fantastic opportunity. Myself, along with Father Eamon Conway, who is a theologian, is based in Mary Immaculate College, University of Limerick. We have composed this study guide to the Pope's recent encyclical on the environment, Laudato Si. The study guide, Praise Be to You, it's a book published by the Irish Catholic, and we had the great opportunity and fortune to present that to Pope Francis yesterday at the audience. We explained that it was a book that was to help essentially spread his message, particularly in Ireland, and his call to action against climate change and global warming and issues around the environment. And the Pope was very pleased. He thanked us very much for our work. And he seemed to be whole and healthy and hearty, despite, I suppose, his papal visit to the United States, the long marathon that is the synod that is currently underway in Rome, and the very other many engagements that Pope Francis has to deal with on a daily basis. For a man of his age, I must say I was quite impressed. He looked very well.
Yeah, because he has just literally come out of, as you say, a huge tour over in America, and a very exhausting, very emotional trip, and now straight into the synod. How is it going in the synod?
The synod's been very interesting. The obviously the last year's synod was quite open. There was a lot of debate. There was a lot of discussion. And Pope Francis was keen to encourage that, and certainly sees things like, you know, like the synodal process of bringing bishops, world bishops together. And he wants that to be a very kind of open process for dialogue, discussion and debate. And he encouraged that at the last synod, so much so that there was a lot of controversy around what came out of that synod. People felt that there was, you know, the Pope was shaking things up quite perhaps too much, that there was going to be a change in church teaching around controversial issues, perhaps particularly pertaining to the family and marriage and married life. And so what we saw in the opening of this synod this year, which is the follow-up, obviously, was that one of the cardinals who gave the opening address after Pope Francis spoke really kind of closed down discussion and debate. And, you know, it left certainly many of the Vatican watchers, particularly the journalists in the press office, kind of saying, well, what are we actually doing over here for 3 weeks when the debate has been essentially closed down in the opening couple of minutes of the synod? Interestingly, the following day, at the press conference, many of the cardinals there spoke about that debate was very much open for discussion, that issues like the communion for divorced and remarried, like the language that the church uses to describe gay people and gay couples, that perhaps all of that was open for discussion. It was going to be debated over the next 3 weeks. And I suppose it's up to only time will tell, I suppose, about what the outcomes might be.
And I mean, is that something of a mixed message? Because as you say, I can imagine the journalists sitting there and maybe even some of the bishops and cardinals going, well, why are we even here as well if we're not really going to discuss it, if there's not going to be any change or there's not going to be any movement on any issue?
Definitely. I think the one thing that came out of the first couple of days, for me at least, and I'm sure for many of the journalists covering the synod, was an element or an air of confusion around the whole process, around what was going to be debated, around what the outcomes might be or what they could be. I think perhaps Cardinal Erdo, Hungarian cardinal, he was the person who gave that address at the opening of this synod and essentially, in his opinion, closed down debate on all these issues and said that, you know, that church teaching wasn't open to change on these key teachings. Well, I think it's fair to say that church teaching isn't open to change, and Pope Francis has quite clearly stated that. What Pope Francis is keen to get across is that there is perhaps a change of emphasis that needs to be created, that issues that are, you know, contentious issues like communion for divorce and remarried, they need to be looked at because people are hurting. People want some sort of change, or, you know, that kind of discussion has now been reopened. And I'd imagine cardinals and bishops today and for the following 2.5 weeks in the synod will be looking at what they can do in terms of the final outcome.
And I suppose people on the outside might well be asking, well, why can't some of these teachings be changed? Because we do hear that quite a lot, that the teachings won't be changed, but the emphasis will be changed. But in many ways, you know, these teachings were introduced at various stages, and they are not, you know, their interpretations at a time, you know. So people would say, well, why couldn't they be changed? Why couldn't they be looked at? Church teachings have changed in the past before.
Well, I suppose one of the things, particularly to the issue of community for divorce and remarry, which I suppose is the hot topic in terms of the media's reporting on the synod. But I suppose what Pope Francis was keen to say in the opening days was that this is just one issue. We have to look at all of these issues on a whole. But in terms of change, he said, look, church teaching isn't going to change on these issues. He said, we're coming to these discussions with church teaching as a starting point. He said, that is there. That's not going to change. But he said, what you know, maybe we can look at ways around these kind of difficult issues so that we can make them fit for today's world as such. That doesn't mean change, but it's about, I suppose, how we apply those to the modern world and the world we live in today. So, look, I certainly don't envy the bishops' role. They have a difficult couple of weeks ahead of them in discussions and in trying to come about some sort of resolution to these controversial issues. But they certainly seem intent on debating and discussing them.
Would there be a split in the church, do you think, or will people carry on even if there is disagreement?
Look, I think there's already quite a divide, certainly even among cardinals and bishops meeting in Rome in the coming weeks. There's quite a divide. I think one bishop came out quite recently and said that if it was put to a vote, that an issue like communion for divorced and remarried would probably be defeated 70-30 in the synod hall. But he said that if perhaps it was looked at in a more nuanced way, that perhaps if they looked at a resolution, say, for example, for communion, divorce and remarry on a case-by-case basis, that was perhaps people could go to their local bishop and discuss this and come to some sort of penitential path back to the sacrament. He said that would maybe split the votes 50-50. So, look, there is definitely a split. There are some perhaps more conservative cardinals who don't want to see change, and perhaps some more liberal cardinals and bishops that want to see vast change. So I suppose what Pope Francis is trying to do is come in as some sort of mediator and middleman and try and find where and what the church should be doing and try and find that kind of safe middle ground that will find the true discernment.
And then you have people like Mary McAleese, who has herself studied canon law, who's just saying, well, actually, the church teachings are wrong on some issues.
Sure, absolutely. The former president has made those remarks, and many people do, in fact, agree with her. Of course, many people disagree with her as well. I think the issue is that coming to an issue like the church's teaching around certain issues from a canon law perspective only looks at it from one angle. However, what the Synod Fathers, the bishops, the cardinals, and the Pope will be looking at in the coming weeks is these issues from both a theological perspective and the perspective of canon law. So I suppose what they are coming from, where they are coming from, is that church teaching on this issue is a truth. That's what they consider to be a truth. And therefore, they have to work out, based on that truth and that church's teaching, how they can be applied and how perhaps a different model can be applied to the modern world. So, look, it's a very difficult thing to do, but they're trying to come up with some nuances in how to apply church teaching to the modern world without essentially changing the kind of essential nature and teaching of it.